We are KM and EM, which is Kirsty Minns and Erica Muller, and we're showing Vera Chapter 2 in 4 Cromwell Place. So this is the second chapter of Vera. So for the first chapter, we released 10 images. So there were 31 found images in total. And last year we commissioned different designers and artists and a perfume maker to make objects for the show. This year we've changed the approach and we've only released one new image of Vera. And we've invited different designers to create these objects for her fictive biography. Then on top of that, we've been working with 3 writers who have taken the image plus an image of 3 of the objects to create these short stories that imagine Vera's world in lots of different directions. And we've also been working with an artisan bakery who's also created these cakes for Vera's world, and we've been working with a writer there. So each of the projects have taken it in quite different directions. So some have taken it from a material point of view. So for example, Thomas Alonso's work is more looking at making small manipulations to objects that could have been found or washed up on the beach, and has written a story about how Vera and her family were out walking on the beach and found these objects, and they became the sort of starting point for his collection of table objects. We started by finding 31 images in a second-hand shop in Brighton, and the whole first chapter is about creating a fictive biography around these images. Vera is a platform for designers' imaginations or artists' imaginations, or bringing in writers' imaginations, or encapsulating the general public's imagination as well. So I think Vera is also this love of telling stories, and how all of us create these stories when we see objects or we interact with these things naturally, and it's just about sort of highlighting that in a show.